been working for about the last 10 years on a book on the relationship of the post-war Federal Republic to the Nazi past. And there I was focusing on Nuremberg, which in its own way is obviously a very tainted town, lots of associations with Nazism because of the rallies, the Nuremberg Laws, and of course the Nuremberg Trials. And I became interested more generally in the period of the 1950s as an era in which West Germans were feeling their way from the culture of the Third Reich and all the deeper nationalist sentiments and sympathies and mentalities that underpinned it towards a more liberal democratic future. So I wanted to explore this further, and I started working on the Bayreuth Festival, which is in its own way, a wonderful prism through which to open up these problems of the political culture of the early Federal Republic and the relationship of West Germans to their Nazi past. So that was the starting point.
Can you describe the Bayreuth Festival as it was perhaps before the war and afterwards?
Well, Bayreuth was associated like no other festival really with the Nazi regime. It goes back in some senses to Wagner himself, who was an anti-Semite, a nationalist, very much on the right of German politics. There's then a reception history which takes place from the 1880s, 1890s onwards, whereby the festival and those around it in the so-called Bayreuth Circle, which is a sort of group of right-wing intellectuals and musicians and critics and hangers-on, make this into a shrine of radical nationalism, anti-Semitism, and hostility to democracy. And that, of course, reaches its high point with the Third Reich itself, where Bayreuth becomes a key part of Hitler's own cultural itinerary. And so it's no surprise then that in 1945 Bayreuth is closed down by the Americans and they arrive.
And what happens to the concert hall?
Well, the concert hall was then used by the American occupiers to entertain their own troops. So it was used for performances of Puccini, it was used for jazz band performances, and this of course horrified the old Wagnerians, who in a sense at this point were out in the cold and had been kicked out of their own festival shrine.
What happened then?
Well, the festival was reopened in 1951 with a performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, conducted by Wilhelm Furtwängler. This sort of old, venerable conductor of the old school. And in a sense, on one level, it marked a moment of new beginning, and that's very much how the festival has been treated in much of the literature. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony is often regarded, of course, as a sort of hymn to the values of universal humanity, of enlightenment, liberalism, fraternity, equality, brotherhood. And for many commentators, this concert has then been seen as a moment where the cultural elites of the Federal Republic re-embraced those values in the spirit of a new beginning. And what I've been trying to do is really tease out a different set of interpretations of this concert, which are rooted in the view that to impose that liberal, universal reading of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony on that performance in 1951 is to write the interpretive habits and practices and preferences of a later era back into the 1950s. What I'm trying to say is that in the 1950s, at least in this part of Germany or in this particular place, there were very different ways of thinking about Beethoven and very different ways of thinking about this symphony, which ultimately were far more conservative and far more nationalist.
Because, of course, these days, as you say, the symphony is regarded as this universal brotherhood, this future of liberty. Ode to Joy, the theme in the middle, is the European Union's anthem.
Absolutely, but that only really comes about in the 70s, in the wake of the wider liberalisation of the political culture of Western Europe, and above all the political culture of West Germany. Back then, people tended to read the symphony differently. The line "Alle Menschen werden Brüder," all men become brothers, actually finishes "Wo dein sanfter Flügel wart," where your gentle wings repose, and the you in that is a deity. So there is a far more kind of theistic element to this poem, which contemporaries back then picked up on, and which we in our liberal secular ways have lost contact with. And that sat within a much more conservative, nationalist way of thinking about this symphony, which I think was much stronger back then.